Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Aldermen's meeting May 8th, 2017 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of April 24th, 2017 regular meeting.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
The motion and a second for any discussion. Now we'll call the roll, start with Michael on the left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Visitor section, if there's any visitors who would like to speak, now would be the time.
Yes, sir.
Roger Gray, I'm just here to ask a few questions to see about the city, if I can get an answer from the city board.
Yes, sir.
What does the revenue from the city stickers pay for?
I would have to get my list, but it's street signs. It's a long list, and I don't have it in front of me. Do you want to?
It's generally general fund income. It's supposed to be used primarily for streets and maintenance and things like that, but it's straight general fund income.
Okay, I'll accept that answer. Has everyone bought a city sticker that's required to buy one in the city of Dyer?
I am almost certain no, Mr. Gray, possibly.
Have they? Are they going to be made to buy any city stickers?
They have already issued a handful of city sticker citations. The goal is 100% compliance. Now, I don't think they ever get there, but that's the goal.
Okay.
Mr. Roger, we started a few years ago, we started a list, and every year when Officer Casey, whenever someone buys a city sticker, then he has a list of those names. Once that time has come to an end, then he starts printing off that list of people that did not on that list, and then he starts going by and checking those first. And I talked with the chief of police, which is, we'll have roadblocks and things like that started. We had a discussion about 2 weeks ago about that, and he said he was going to start on those, which I also know that some of the officers have already started during traffic stops and things like that.
Okay. So, if we don't have 100% compliance, what happens?
We don't have 100% compliance. Well, I don't think we can ever get 100% compliance. Just being honest about it. We would like to get 100% compliance. Part of the problem is that people want to park in their garage and close the doors. They want to do, you know, things like that, or back their vehicles in the driveway. And the officers, I don't think they feel real comfortable about walking up in people's yards and doing that. So they're trying their best to do it properly.
Okay. I'll accept that. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Roger, if you would like to have a better number throughout the months or whatever, I'd be glad to give you numbers on that too.
Won't be necessary.
Okay. I just wanted to. Okay. Thank you. Are there any other visitors?
Me,
yes, sir. Nick, if you don't mind, step up to the edge of the table.
Fine, how are you? Discuss the three write-ups I have received. And I got a little... I wrote some stuff down. I got three write-ups. I have been employed by the city of Dyer for almost 11 years. During that time, I have been written up one time, and that was for taking a day instead of a personal day, taking a sick day instead of a personal day. Started April 11, 2017, I was told I was to work under William Caton, the wastewater street supervisor. I have worked for the city 11 years and been written up one time. I have worked under William Caton for 10 days and I have been written up three times. My work has not changed.
Also written up in 2013 for checking manholes,
I can't remember that, but
I'm not.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure that the facts are
okay.
You know.
That's understandable, you, sir.
Do you have anything else, Nick, from the city board or anything?
No, sir, I don't. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Are there any other visitors? Okay.
Are you referring to the matter of hand mail? Is this what you're referring to, Neil? About the three bottles? Are we into that yet?
There will not be another chance to speak. If you want to speak, now would be the time.
Nick has been employed by the city of Dyer for 11
Come to the end of the table, please.
He can't hear.
Okay, that's fine.
He can't hear.
Nick has been employed by the city of Dyer for 11 years. He's had three write-ups within a week period. He was continuously observed waiting for failure. He was written up times three for improper use of city equipment, a break that was supposed to be 30 minutes, and then advised that all wastewater employees take a 30-minute break. Then the second write-up was changed to insubordination. All three write-ups involving city equipment was not witnessed except by one supervisor. You see, there was a pattern developing. My son is a true and honest man. If he said he did not leave the rope, the sticks, the weed eater on the side of the road, then he did not. The intent was clearly visible that he was going to lose his job. If you look for fault out of all of your employees, I guarantee that you will find it before the end of the day because we're not perfect. None of us are. We need to come together with one purpose and one vision, and that is to support each other and the city of Dyer. Thank you.
Not move the mayor's report. As the city board knows, that at any time, that a city employee has been written up, reprimanded within a 12-month period will result in the immediate suspension of the employee with an automatic recommendation to the city council for dismissal of that employee. The municipal code says you have an automatic recommendation to act. If you do nothing, he will be able to return to work tomorrow. This matter is now referred to the city board for their decision.
I guess my main question is in here is everything in here been done in the proper channel?
What do you mean?
As far as all the write-ups, the written warnings, has everything been done properly? Find that it was in compliance?
Well, it's clear what the process is. Did the employee object to any of these? Dispute them?
There's no longer a dispute process.
For what?
There's no longer a dispute process.
Well, I mean, it may not be a dispute process, but if he says that's not true, to me,
we need to find
that
out.
Should be considered. Is there a management problem between the supervisor and him that explains some of this problem? It's awfully odd that he has one in 3 or 4 years and he gets three in a 2-week period. Suspension without pay, would that be a workable alternative? I mean, it's permitted. It has to be approved by the mayor, the employee's department head, or approved by the city council.
I ask that the board not rush into any decisions and really think about everything that's going on. Cannot tell you guys how to vote or not to vote. I'm not going to. My job as the mayor, as it states, is I have to recommend termination. That is not mean that the city board has to terminate.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to dismiss Nick Corbin. I saw, well, that's all I'm going to say right now, but I make a motion to terminate his city employment.
It's a motion on the table. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
The discussion that I do have is we don't want to leave the city open the way it looked 3 weeks in a row versus X amount of years he had worked here. We don't want to leave the city open where we'd be sorry later on, if you know what I'm saying. I think speaking of myself as an alderman, I would really put him in a category of a suspension for a month, 2 weeks, or whatever. I'm looking out for the city because I see something here. It could be, it could hurt the city. That's just my feeling about it.
I'm not agreeing or I'm not disagreeing with Mr. Johnson on that, but if we went in that direction, that would be a completely different vote, would it not? The motion as we have it now is for termination. That's just a point of clarification. It's not an agreement or a disagreement.
Right.
Make it amended.
Right.
You have to pass or fail an amendment first.
If I can just vote on it and come back, I'll make another one.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who found all the city supplies on the sides of the roads and who brought it to whose attention.
At one point, one of the aldermen seen something.
Which is who?
At this point, I'm not going to say. If the alderman would like to say, then that's fine. But I will not bring him at this time into that. The other time, it was noted by another alderman. The other time, it was noted by a citizen. The other time, it was noted by his supervisor. The last time, it was noted, signed off on by the vice mayor because I was out of town. I was not where I could be reached. I was reached by email to let me know what had happened, but as far as being able to do anything, I was not here.
Mr. Mayor, the way that I read this, Mr. Corbin did not do his job when he neglected to cut the trees. And I don't know, I guess that's another neglect when he took an extra 15 minutes for his break. And another neglect when he let the weed eaters on the side of the road. How many more things does he have to do?
I have a question for Nick. Be all right, Mr. Mayor. Nick, did you leave the weed eater on the side of the road? Did you take an extra 15 minutes of break?
I took what I thought the wastewater plant took was 30 minutes.
What do you say?
I assumed
it took what I thought it was like. How come you didn't return back to the job site?
Because I went to get something else so I could finish my job.
What'd you go get?
It has been told them only 15 minutes. And not go to the shop.
Can we not speak to this matter unless you're speaking to the police group? Mr. Johnson, there was a called meeting for all employees, supervisors and all employees, within the week before, that the board had decided that there would be a 15-minute break in the morning, a 15-minute break in the afternoon, and a one-hour break at lunch.
I agree to that.
Do you remember that?
I do.
All employees were called in, and were told this specifically.
I personally saw some chainsaws on that I believe it was a Friday before any of this started. I saw them sitting out where you were cutting trees and nobody was around. And I didn't report that, but I saw that for myself. So, and I saw the limbs hanging out on the road. It was all in the same day.
That was on Good Friday.
I think it was on a Friday. I don't remember what day, but I... So I did see that for myself.
That was on a Good Friday?
That was on the day before Good Friday.
Day before the Good Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did we ever recover the chainsaw? It was still there Monday morning?
I'm assuming they've got it picked up when they come back from lunch or wherever they went for a break or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't hear nothing about it.
Okay.
What about the weed eaters that was left on the side of the road?
They were picked up. From my understanding, now I was not here during that process, Mr. Carroll. Right?
Go ahead.
They were picked up by, from my understanding, the supervisor and his employee. Another employee.
Yes. Okay. That was my understanding.
Okay.
See.
And they were not reported missing till the next day, the next morning.
Actually, if I remember the conversation, and Nick, you correct me if I'm wrong, the conversation that we had was the next morning you realized that one of the two implements was missing.
One of them was, but I had no idea where it was.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But how many was it?
Two were found, I believe. Is that not correct?
And they were brought to Nathan, is that right?
I think they were brought to
Nathan. They were brought to you?
Here at City Hall.
And you asked about...
Yes, sir.
Who was supposed to be responsible for saying that all of those were secured?
Any employee that leaves the shop with any tools at any time is responsible for returning those tools back to the same place that they found them.
Who got the tools?
You'd have to ask the supervisor at that time.
Ugh.
also, not only do we got need to listen to what Nick says, but we got to have, I mean, our supervisors, if they're credible, you know, we can't just sit there and tell them they're lying. I mean, our supervisors, they've got a job to do. They've got a hard job to do. They've got people that's worked for them. They've got people that's under their care. And if they don't do what the supervisor tells them to do, who else is going to tell them anything? That's refusing to do a job.
I got faith in the supervisor for what he wrote him up for, so that's all I need to hear.
I don't have any problem with the supervisor writing up, because we're going to support the supervisor.
Right.
And whatever they do, but I just need some clarity on this.
Yes, sir.
Whoever wrote them up, I support that. No problem. But it's just not looking just right. I'm not arguing the point, but I just need to get my head clear.
I understand what you're saying. Kind of been through this situation, Mr. Johnson. And the only thing that I can honestly tell you is exactly what the supervisor told
sure.
the city recorder whenever he came in. Mm-hmm. On the first write up, I was called and told once the write up was complete, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the second write up, Nick did state that he thought it was a 30-minute break. Whether I agree or disagree doesn't matter.
I understand.
But I can tell you that all employees were called to City Hall after the board made the decision of all employees going to a 15-minute break and moving their lunch schedule back from 1 to 2 back to 12 to 1 as they were normal. That's what the board asked me to do, and that's what I done.
And I don't have a problem with that. I agree with that totally. The only problem I have is that this man left our equipment on the side of the road, but he says that he did not, and supervisor said he did, so we have to go along with the supervisor. But 3 weeks in a row versus 10 years, I mean, that would look funny. You know what I'm saying? In a courtroom. I might well say it out.
It won't be a courtroom.
Hmm.
It won't be a courtroom.
Well, I know you're right, but it would look funny in front of the judge. Now, let's get real, Mr. Barron. That's my take.
Well, I mean, to a parent, that is odd, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's just, it's just obvious. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Is there any proof that the supervisor had it in for him in any way, that had any problems? If there was, then they'd just be known. If it wasn't, then it's just a coincidence that it came up that
day. Well, I can say something, but I'm going to move on. Let's move on. I can say something here, but I'm not going to say it. I call what Mr. Burns said. Let's move on.
Nick, I want to know what you think we should do with you tonight.
Supervisor has a personal vendetta against us, and he cannot take it out on me or my husband, and he can take it out on my son.
Yep.
As evidenced by three write-ups.
I'm sorry, and I don't mean this ugly in any way, but at this point, you honestly cannot discuss Nick's employment. We can't discuss Nick's employment with you and him.
That's fine. If you want to
talk to Nick and let Nick refer, I'll be glad to let him. And I'm not trying to.
Oh, I understand totally.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Give this about 15 more seconds. If Nick would like to speak, then this now be the time.
Yes, Chris, okay. I have.
Can you step back up?
Get up on there. Yes. I've always had a learning disability since I was in grade school, and especially at All My Life, man. Some things I don't understand. You can tell it to me oral, or you can show it to me. But I still do not understand. I've had it all my life. And that's all I've got.
The board would like to say anything else. This is the time. There's not any more discussion. Motion on the table is for dismissal. Correct?
Yes.
Just so the board understands. Call the row and start, Miss Jennifer. You want to say something?
Nice question.
Okay.
Is it too late to amend that motion?
It would be cleaner.
Okay.
To vote. Okay. Any more discussion? Start with Ms. Jennifer and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried with Mr. Carroll voting no. before it's fire. Brian, do you know anything?
He said he didn't have anything. He left him.
Police?
Nothing at this time.
Street? Finance personnel.
The Meals on Wheels card, I'm just taking that up because it seems to be it's been in my, something ended up in there. In our, oh, nobody else is paying attention to it. That thing, we thought it was a reservoir that was bad. Can somebody speak to that? Tell me.
Got a prison cold, and one of the inmates put it on. The car still
didn't hot,
it's just pouring water.
Sorry. At the tailpipe? Is it going to be the intake gasket?
The car was nothing when we bought it, so it's not like we got a lot into it. Short term, we're paying her mileage to deliver meals in her own vehicle. Long term, can I speak about the other?
Sure.
Long term, it's possible that one of our local car dealers is interested in donating a car for that purpose, as long as we promote him and promote the donation, which I spoke with him today, and he said that he's going to look into it. Failing that, you'll need to purchase a vehicle for her, because it's a lot cheaper for her to drive that thing than it is to pay her mileage.
How would we reasonably promote him?
We'd
make a statement in the paper.
We'll do a statement, the newspaper, I'm sure. We deliver about, and here's my reporter command, if they deliver 2,700 meals a year, and somebody donates a car to make that easier, that sounds like a front page story to me, doesn't it to you? I believe there was some media interest in it. We would just be sure and give him a big thank you publicly is what I'm...
Is no conflict in doing that with the city accepting that, or...?
No, because we, I mean, Dire Motor donated cars several times over
okay.
the years.
We would, I had Nathan make a joke about it. Got it.
It was sort of a joke.
And I just happened to be sitting in the vehicle with him. And I turned and looked at him and said, would you be willing to donate a vehicle? He said, what kind of vehicle? And I said, well, we don't need an expensive vehicle. We just need something that she can get around.
Right, point. Go ahead, pull that down.
And he said, well, I have a 2005 Ford Taurus, but I need to know something immediately because I'm going to sell it. And I said, would you happen to be willing to donate that? He said, well, am I going to get anything out of it? And I said, well, usually in a donation, you don't get anything. And he kind of laughed, and he says, I mean publicity. I said, we'll put up on the City of Dire website that J&B Motors has donated a car, and...
He can write it off.
You know, and we would tell the Tri-City and maybe have a picture taken and everything that he donated to the Meals on Wheels program. But as far as anything else, I don't know. I said, you know, he's been good to us in ways and in other ways, you know, it's been kind of back and forth. I think he wants to do the right thing to help us. And he has in several cases, I believe.
He said today that he was going to look at donating or selling for a dollar.
So.
But failing that, sometime in the next month we'll need to buy a car. A cheap car.
What is he wanting for that car?
Dollar.
$300?
Zero.
I understand that. What would he sell it for?
He had set a price on it.
Being obligated for something sometimes ain't worth it.
And I did say that. And he says, look, he says, y'all are not obligated. He said, y'all were good to me when we purchased those diesel trucks from him and everything. We gave him a chance. We gave Ronnie Wright the same chance and everything. And Ronnie just said, I don't deal with those kind of vehicles. And the diesel vehicles or whatever. He don't deal with big trucks like that. And he said, y'all have been good to me and everything. And he says, I'm, you know, he said, this is for a good cause. all we do is fund it. Now then, the people in Trenton, help me out with that.
So the city pays into a grant program, and then it pays part of her salary, and then we pay part of her salary, and then we take donations from churches that pay for the fuel and the city's salary expense, basically.
And he says, if I can help with the program, I'll be glad to. He says, as a local business owner, I want to. And he does things for other people around town, too. So. But no, but there is no obligation to him for any reason at any point, because we can't have an obligation to him.
Right, okay.
So,
do you have a sign on the vehicle now, Meals on Wheels or something, or is that an insult when you pull up to somebody's driveway?
There's not a sign on it or anything. It's got a government plate on it. But
you got a government plate on it, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
For years they used to, do you remember that 15-passenger van, Mr. Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
For years they delivered meals in that thing. Whatever the cheapest thing the city could come up with is normally what they've used for that.
I wouldn't think it would be an insult. It would be a blessing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
yeah.
What are we going to do with the one that
some
we got
people.
Now?
Some people might take it.
Well, I mean,
I think
the right thing would be to do, if Joy donates that car,
maybe we'll get his trade vehicles with
just trade vehicles with him. Let him.
That'd be okay.
I mean, you still do it.
Well, I was thinking about if he's going to give you a vehicle, maybe put his logo or something on
No.
Okay.
Or be
donated by
the sticker
be on the trunk.
Where it comes J&B Motors.
Yeah, the sticker be on the trunk.
In the past, in the way past, the former sheriff would donate vehicles to the fire department. And we put donated by Sheriff Chuck Arnold.
If you
want to
put a little sticker on the back,
it
wouldn't be that big a deal.
We just did a little.
You don't want to run a billboard. You know.
Yeah. Joey did say it is a good running vehicle. It is mechanically sound, and he would drive it anywhere you wanted to go. But it's not the prettiest vehicle.
Who got a lot pretty?
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's right.
He might have one sticker on the
thing.
But I mean, that would leave us.
But he would like to know something else. Soon as possible, which is.
Would you all drive the car? Would you all drive the vehicle?
No. It stays at the VFW.
No. It wouldn't bother you to drive that vehicle?
Great car.
Well, she doesn't care.
If it's safe, but.
It is a safe vehicle. Isn't it?
Okay.
I mean, because I asked him, I said, Joe, you're not giving some junk, are you? And he said, no. I mean, and if something happened or whatever, you know, it wasn't safe or.
I guess you'd try it.
You know, we'll do something different. I mean,
we need to be clear as what he expects as far as promotion, because we talked about that today. Because we can't advertise for him, but we can sure thank him very publicly. Does that
right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And he said he'd be back in touch and let us know if he wanted to donate it or wanted to do it for a dollar. And he was also going to talk to the. And he's got business considerations, and I don't blame him at all. He said he's going to talk to the WBBJ people and see if they can do a 30-second spot on it too. And I think that that'll weigh into his decision.
So we really don't need to do anything tonight until we get a final.
Well, if he'll donate it, then.
Yeah, I'm saying if he donates, that's fine. Do you need a motion?
The only thing that I think we need is a motion that states that the city board agrees to pay $1 or have it donated to the city from J&B Motors. Other than that,
make a motion.
Now, wait, before we start.
Mm-hmm.
And also the car trade involved in that. Okay.
And some type of written acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion that we accept the donation, or even if we have to pay a dollar and trade in the old vehicle to J&B Motors, that we'll do that. That we do something nice for publication.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion about this matter? Not call the roll and start with Mr. Carroll on the left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Also, without any objection from Mr. Carroll, we'll have our first budget meeting on Thursday night at 6 o'clock.
This Thursday?
This Thursday night.
I can't make it.
Now, this has been scheduled for 2 months, Mr. Johnson.
You're sticking to the You're sticking to the We don't want you here anyway.
All right. I don't need to be here for that.
We're going to start with water and sewer. Because that will be the, I think it's going to be the tough one this year.
What time did you say?
6.
So, and I don't think, I don't intend for that to run past 8 o'clock.
8:30.
Because we're far enough ahead of this that.
What time are we starting?
6 o'clock.
6.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I just really wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so you at all.
We might do a little food or something, depending on what Mr. Carroll tells me.
I think Mr. Johnson what said he would cook some spaghetti and garlic. Oh, you didn't say that, did you?
He said it'd be glad
to
eat some pizza.
You want to have much later tonight.
No.
I want to limit this to about 8.
And you did point out earlier that what we have in front of us is preliminary.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Not even...
Yeah, what you also at your seat, I've got a copy of the preliminary budget. Most of the I'm not even gonna call it a draft, but the numbers are good as far as I know at this point, but there's still several things that are in flux.
Nathan, what'd you say was gonna go over or what pages is it on for this?
It's water and sewer.
52.
It's water and sewer, okay.
52-100 and 52-200.
About 30, it's on page 31, 32, 33, right in there somewhere.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of it in front of
me. I'm going to go over that at home.
If you look at it and everything, I have already been through this. Nathan called me in last week and everything, and we sat down. I've cut it to as bare as I can cut it without the board. I would like the board's opinion from this point forward.
Will that include solid waste management, or will that be another name?
You could do solid waste if you wanted to. I wasn't
beginning on page 27, which is what I was getting.
I'm gonna start with water and sewer though, because I want to get that done.
Is that 27?
Solid waste or waste management?
It's on 27. Yes.
So, anyway, that's Thursday at 6, and if that's okay with you, Mr. Carroll. That's all I've got.
I think we're gonna plan on Thursday, Monday.
Well, the next Monday you won't be able to meet because the tree board meets that night. We're gonna schedule out just ASAP though.
Yeah.
It's gonna depend on how well you go. You know what I mean, really.
There's not gonna be a whole lot that you're gonna be able to do. Just being honest. Usually there is. If you wanna add something, that's fine. If you wanna take away something, that's fine. But honestly, it's cut down pretty bare. I mean, when you get to it and everything, you start looking, you're going to see that it's already been cut quite a bit in certain areas.
There are some things in water.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
And then I'll have you an updated copy of that Thursday night as well. So,
I want to go ahead and forewarn you, and Nathan don't want me to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and forewarn you that in the fire department, there is a spot there, okay? It has been taken out, but there was a spot there for a $350,000 fire truck in there. I have already deleted that from the budget.
I didn't do
it. Now then, it is still there, but the numbers are not there. It just shows where it goes in case you guys decide that you want to put it back in there.
No.
I found
it. Wish list.
Now, I thought we'd already discussed that.
Well, I understand that, but we left the line there because we were going to let you guys make that decision. I cut it out because I knew there is no possible way to do it. But, you know, it is what it is. So.
Supervisor asked for it, so we included it in the
report. Right. We included in the request, but I just absolutely know that there's no way for the next probably three years anyway. 300 years. For at least the next 3 years. There's also a place in there that we have not added yet. Just to let you guys know ahead of time also, you did not add the police car in there, right? Okay. The police car for a grant for next year's budget, which we've already done this past one, okay? We did not add that police car because we've had some board members said, why didn't you go ahead and get two? Well, we could only apply for one. But I want you to be thinking about that in the meantime. Do we want to, if it will come available again, do we want to add that back in there? We will get to that point. But I feel like it is a necessary deal to do that. We just need to get to that point and figure out what we need to do, okay? So I just wanted you guys to know that where we was at and what we needed to do.
We're going to find out, are we still under contract for the training and stuff?
We are.
For how many years?
I think there's 2 years or 3 years left on it. The 5-year contract.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was a 3-year contract.
For what?
That on contract.
I would personally like to see...
We run out of training classes.
I would personally like to see the board to vote to ask the city recorder, not even vote at this time, but I would like to see the board vote to have the city recorder to negotiate a way that we can break the contract and maybe pay half of whatever it is or do something to get out of the rest of the contract with that program.
I can find that out without even shooting.
But I don't want to do that without the board saying, no, we're going to keep doing it, or no, we're not going to keep doing it. See what you can do. If it's okay with you guys, we'll see what we can do and bring it back to you at a later date.
So, what training are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Just what training is it?
It's the online training.
Okay, that's what I thought I was.
We're basically, they've run out of classes, so we're repeating what we've already done.
Going back over.
And if we're paying for the same thing over and over, it makes absolutely no sense. So, that's what I would like to see you guys do, but you do what you want to do.
I'll figure it out.
If it's not going to do us any good,
I'm not saying it's not going to do us any good.
It's good, but it's not great.
Well, if we're just looking over the same stuff all the time and everything.
It buttered it up and cut it down at the same time.
And honestly, it has become an issue with some of our firemen, just being honest about it. Some of them don't mind, some of them do.
How often do they show the same film? How often?
It started. Go ahead, Ryan.
We're just started over.
How long that been ago?
2 years. Is it a year or two?
Two years.
2 years.
So we're going back. 3-year contract.
I thought it was three.
I thought it was three, but Nathan thinks it was five.
I'll have to look. After you go over that, you said it was five. Then I'll look.
That's something to look at later.
So, Thursday at 6?
Yep.
Is it okay for the city recorder to look into that?
Gentle. Yeah.
What?
Go
yes,
for
it.
Hey, me, I'm for it. So
okay.
That's just
maybe
me.
Maybe you can look into that. Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
Did you hear me?
Huh? Finally.
I'm going to make a statement. When it gets down to new business, please don't let me forget. I've already made it once today. And I want to make it again.
Write it down.
Just say that much and I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you done?
Well, I guess so.
Okay. Water and sewer operations.
Had nothing this time.
You want to surplus your truck, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah, but I thought y'all did that.
We're going to do it under your depression. under your supervision, sir.
The car is stripped down and ready to go. We've got everything off of it.
Under your depression, that's pretty good. Entertain a motion to surplus the 2005 Chevy 1500 wastewater truck.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not for call the roll. Start Mr. Johnson to right.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Also, let me make sure it's not somewhere else on here. The chassis for the fire truck that is sitting at the city shop right now. We'd like to surplus that.
We already did.
And sell it on GovDeals, this vehicle.
That's not that antique one, is it?
No. We've already done the old
thing. I'm talking about this 1500 wastewater truck.
It's already on there, isn't it?
Not on Gov. No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about this one we just voted on. I would like to sell it on GovDeals.
He wants a motion to sell this.
Oh, so much. I thought that was what the last motion was.
It would have been if he hadn't asked for what he asked for.
He surplused it.
Wastewater.
Oh. GovDeals? I apologize. Because I had to come back next week and everything, and Nathan says, why didn't you get on the phone on GovDeals when you said it?
Make a motion that we surplus. We put the truck on GovDeals.
That's good enough.
Yeah. Second. Motion second. Is there any discussion?
Me too.
Stop and call the road. Stop Craig and go left.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
We're going to write the second book. I apologize. Do you have anything else in water and sewer?
Do not.
Okay. Committee reports, public safety and health.
Nothing at this. Oh, I do. I'm sorry. I do. I had a couple people calling about the grass not getting mowed. Where are we at? Have we started letters yet? Or?
What we've done lately for local people that live in the houses is we send the police by the...
I know one of them's in real estate. Marty called this afternoon in Hyde Peach.
Now, I don't know. If I don't know about it, I can't do anything about it. So.
He said he tried to call.
Oh, yeah, he did try and call me, but I was busy. I was in a meeting.
He asked about it. It's just real estate house. I'll get you.
On the corner.
Yeah.
It's the corner. It's
You got a phone number or something for
it? Yeah.
I don't know if it's a foreclosure or...
It is for sale through a real estate company. And yes, the house is foreclosed on.
Okay. Usually they, once you call them, they'll come.
They're real good about coming. And I called, I had another one the other day on High Street. And the guy was very, very agreeable to come and fix it, so.
Make one on side finish line.
Yeah, that looks bad.
Across from cemetery.
Robert Watson's property.
Yeah.
I'll call him. I will have our city recorder to contact him tomorrow. Can you make a note of that, please, ma'am?
If it's good, he does it. If it's mean, he has me do it.
He'll do it.
Well, you got me.
You got some good help with you, Nathan.
Pass
it on. That's it.
Sure.
That's it.
All right. Do we have anything else that needs to go to the Finance Administration personnel?
Budget meeting Thursday night.
Budget meeting Thursday night, 6 o'clock.
What time?
6 o'clock.
That's right.
Street maintenance, water. I'm sorry, is that all?
Yes.
Okay. Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill committee?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
When you that?
Huh?
When you that?
No. I believe we're wanting another load of gravel for the dumpsters down there.
I told him to go ahead and get it, Mr. Tom.
Good thinking. All right, that's out of the way.
Okay.
They had some guys down there, and they were talking. Would it be a good idea to have the backhoe down there on a Saturday to lift that stuff up in there?
Kids deer.
Or the backhoe, you could pack it in there if it, when it gets to be a problem. I guess they use their own judgment. We need to put an ad in the paper for hiring some help, or are we doing that under
New business, or how do you want to handle that? I think we need to get an ad in the paper.
You looking at me, Ben?
Mr. Mayor.
Somebody?
We're in need of workers now.
You ain't kidding.
We don't have to.
He knows all about it.
He worked all last week.
He worked
so
on the crew.
Why wait 2 or 3 weeks before we even get applications? If we have applications already, use those applications.
And ask the Lord to hire me.
Well, you need to ask Ray.
If he'll hire me?
No, you need to ask Ray.
No, I'm just kidding. You're fired.
Fired. Ask Ray what?
Oh, I didn't know if he was serious or not.
Well,
you're
talking about
on me, are you? Well, you're
going
to have to
sit
up here and let him go down there if
he
wants you to.
Oh,
we can
go down there with him. Well, what we're going to do as far as the summer help, we've hired people for summer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Y'all just hang on a minute, please. Calm down for just a second. Y'all just got my nerves all tore up here.
My nerves.
I'm tired. Mr. Tom worked me hard this week. I was scared I was going to get blown up, so I worked.
You're lucky you didn't.
But I deserved it, if I know it. Give me the first write-up.
Michael said, give his first one.
Sir?
I said, give me your first write-up.
Willie threatened me this week. He really did. He told me if I couldn't do better than what I've been doing, so I worked harder. Didn't I, Willie? He told me if I wasn't going to do my job, you're going home. That's the truth. I will tell you guys right now, and this needs to be on record, I did observe a city employee allowing a person drive a vehicle that was not supposed to be driving, and they were reprimanded for that. I just want you guys to know, I should have reported that in the mayor's report. I did not, but I just want you guys to know that they were reprimanded for allowing that to happen. It was a licensed vehicle, and we have been warned for that. So, and he was okay with it, and he apologized and said he was sorry. He was just trying to get things done. I understand what he was doing and everything, but I just want you guys to also know that that is what happened, okay? Mr. Johnson, I did the reprimand at that time.
Okay.
Not the supervisor, because the supervisor didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
So, usually the supervisor, I let the supervisor handle it.
Okay.
Ms. Tom, do you have anything else under here?
Well, we're going to put an ad in the paper, then we got...
I just want to move forward right now.
And then we got two people we need to hire for the park, some kids.
I would like to do that during new business also.
Okay. What else we got? Oh, the city truck that they're wanting.
Yes, sir.
He's got a good mechanic that works down there. Would it be all right to send him down?
Danny?
Yeah. Is that his name, Danny?
Yeah.
Down to look at that truck, or are you wanting to buy one from the state, or what do you want to do?
I want to do what you want to do, Mr. Tom.
Well, young man said he'd like to go down and look at that truck down there that they got. And
I think Sheriff approved that.
I would like to have the Sheriff's Department to approve it before we allow that to happen, but yes, okay.
Sure.
Because he will be leaving the county to do that, right?
Oh! Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We don't want to get him
out.
Where's this truck at?
Jackson.
I thought we agreed to get someone of a mechanic shop to go.
Well,
we did.
You could, but I was thinking, he knows, he's pretty smart cookie on getting stuff running down there. Why pay somebody $300 or something if
you got
somebody free to go down and look at it?
Okay.
I mean,
I didn't know because I knew we talked about it. Yeah. We agreed up on it, you know.
Ms. Johnson, just to be honest, we've had about two employees at work besides me, at three. I'm sorry, Stephen, Willie, and Randy for the past 2 weeks.
They've been shorthanded bad.
No, Tyler was at school.
Not 2 weeks. He was here part of
the week. Yeah, he was here part of the week. The week before.
The last week we've been.
It's just been three of us here this past week.
Okay.
And everything. So there just hasn't been any time. And I didn't know that this was but that's fine.
I just talked to him about it one day this week, and I figured I'll save some money, and he's as good a, if he can get that junk down there working, he ought to be able to hear better than us on a truck.
Willie brags on him.
Yeah, everybody brags on him. I haven't heard nothing. Just a thought.
I appreciate everything that he's done down there. It's amazing. It's amazing what he can do.
Yeah. They're employed by the county.
You don't ever see him. He doesn't go anywhere. Very good at what he does.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Very good at not going
anywhere.
Sir.
He never goes anywhere.
He's very
good at not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Right
now.
Mm-hmm. We'll check with the sheriff.
We'll check with the sheriff. Okay. That's all I've got.
He may require us to have an officer to go with him or something, but if we do, that's fine.
Wouldn't be sneaking it by me right there.
You know, I don't know what the rules are.
Okay.
That's the only
I felt somebody come
along. He may be okay, but he also may require something else. So.
Now I figured out who he is. Duh. I wonder why you don't go nowhere.
Mr. Tom?
Are you
done? Did
you? Yeah, I said that's it. Three more.
Parks and buildings?
I really don't have anything at this time.
Okay. Any unfinished business that anybody knows about?
Thing about the the North Poplar lately, as far as water going down North Poplar.
We've been shorthanded, so nothing.
I mean,
has
it gotten better? Is it better than what it was, or
it's better than it was, but it's not good yet.
Hadn't rained as much.
No.
We're going to do an experiment. When we know there's going to be some rain, we've got plenty of help to see about whether or not a feed table, for lack of a better word, will help route water to the drainage system there. You can't put a speed bump in, but you could put a table in.
A table?
It's a wide...
Put a fillet fish in, please.
It's a huge wide speed
bump. Oh, just it's just a long...
It's
yeah,
just
I know
a huge wide speed
I know what you're saying.
We're gonna close the street and get some sandbags and see if we can route that water down through there.
Put an asphalt plateau.
An asphalt plateau. That's a nice way to say that.
There you go.
Careful.
That's right. Big words.
There's several other things that the guy from the state recommended we try down here.
He said big words.
There's several other things he recommended, but that was the first thing.
That'd just be long. It wouldn't be up there.
It'd be just...
Yeah.
He has some doubt whether there's much water flowing down that street there anyway. He thinks most of it's coming down the side as opposed to from up that hill. We'd be able to figure it out.
Okay. Ray, if you'll help me with her name, I can't. It just like it loses me every time because it's a different name. Right up here across the street from Carmen.
Simmons.
I don't know what her first name is.
Yeah, she's on her list too.
Miss Simmons.
Miss Simmons contacted me the other day, and she would like to know if we could just at least come on down there and make a ditch, even if we don't do a culvert at this time from the edge of the road, at least to the where it turns right there. If we could go ahead and do some kind of ditch or something. And I understand we're behind, so I mean, don't take this to heart or anything right now.
You can start on it in the morning.
No, sir. I'm not gonna do that.
And the issue is that I'm covered.
I'm doing potholes right now.
That's all. We're about to put a pothole in.
We're not sure if it's our culvert. There's been some potholes.
Okay.
We've been trying to test grade. They were going to smoke test that one and see if it actually.
But she has had her tree cut that she was going to have cut and everything, and she would just like to know if there was any way that if the board was okay with the city crew going ahead and doing that ditch.
How long a ditch is it?
Well, it'll end up being about
300-400 feet.
Yeah.
That's a long ditch.
It is.
Is it our ditch or no?
But the main thing she wants done is from where it comes off the city road down that hill. Once it gets down that hill, it's spreading out everywhere. She would just like for it to catch it and put it toward that ditch before it starts washing away more land.
Can we find out whose ditch it is?
It is. We've done this, Mr.
He came back and looked at
Larson.
It. He came back and looked at it, and he's got some question about whether that culvert is actually our culvert or not. And so we're supposed to smoke test that at some point, see where that comes up.
Probably need to do that.
Yeah, we don't need to start something. Everybody's good.
He thought it looked like part of that may have actually just been in there as a to drive over. I mean, just as a
right.
So I don't know.
Was that originally the back part of Cy Anderson's yard, or has that been a part of her yard all along?
There was a house lot there.
She's been okay with this project for a while, okay?
I know she has, but
she's not as okay with it now. It's kind of getting next to her.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know where you're at either, but I'm just saying it.
It's across the street from Betty Quinley's house.
From the old Baptist parsonage.
You're talking the backside?
Yeah, next to the parking lot.
That goes
in between the parking lot and the first house.
It comes off, and it probably belongs to us, the water that comes off the road. Because we have a
storm drain.
Storm drain there. And then it drops off into nothing. And it's washing down through there. And it comes across, I think, the Baptist land. And then it comes across to the edge of her land. And then it goes down to this street over here, West College Street. And goes right beside Donna Fisher's house under the road right there. Is that right, Stephen?
Right.
And then it goes on further down Lee Street.
And it goes in the concrete ditch
down the road down there.
But is it a part of our water drainage off the roads? Is it part of it?
Yes.
Well, so, I mean, I think if that's the case, you know, we should do what we got to do.
But you have all roads and all water's got to go somewhere. You know, it depends how much responsibility you're going to start taking on ditches. I mean, the whole town, you've got to be real careful what you're doing or you're going to be doing the whole town.
And Stephen and Willie probably need to check me on this, but if I'm not mistaken, there's quite a few trees around there. And she has very little grass. There's still quite a few. And she has very little grass because of the shade. Well, any water that comes off of that parking lot or off of the street down that hill is going to wash simply because there's no grass to stop it. Does that become our problem? If that's what the issue really is.
It might not. Is that next to where Dr. Robinson's used to be? Downhill?
Further up that way.
Yeah.
Two houses up from it.
Okay, yeah. Alongside of that. Well, when the church blacktopped all that and everything, was it a problem before or after? You know, you got to start these problems people have added to or done this and changed stuff.
I think her main concern is what is coming from our city road. I don't think her concern is more or less what's coming from the Baptist church.
There's no way we can ditch that and stop that water from coming from the road. We might be able to cut a ditch across there and funnel it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because you're on a steep bank. You can't stop it from coming down.
That house down the hole.
Well, there's a storm drain on
the side of the road.
On Maple Street there.
It is. That's where the water is coming.
But it's on the south side, isn't it?
No, it's on her side.
It's on the south side, too.
It's on the south side of Maple Street.
It catches the north, south side, and the one in front of Scott Beaver's old house.
There's one on the north side of Maple Street.
All of them come to the same place there.
We're not sure where the culvert actually goes from there. We took the lid off and looked down in there.
Down the bottom side, it doesn't work.
But it doesn't dump into the yard. I mean, it doesn't open into the yard. But I'm not really sure that's why they want to smoke it and see.
Just need to get up and see what's what and where it's
going. Because, I mean, if you can replace it, if it's a buried culvert there, we can replace it, then that's the thing to do. I mean,
sure. But my thing is, I don't want to send the guys up there to do it and then come back to the board and say, hey, this is what's going on. And then you say, well, we're not going to do that.
Well, we can't know what we're going to do until we send them up there, can we?
That's right. But I don't want to get started on it unless the board says, yes, go up there and check it out, do what needs to be done, report it back to the city board, and let me know what's going on.
That's all right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's all right. That would just be routine, I think.
Okay. And then once we figure out what's going on, at least Stephen will be able to report to you and say, hey, this is what we need to do, and this is action we need to take. Do you guys want to do this now, or do you want to wait?
Would you bring that back, if you don't mind? Would you bring a diagram for each person? Because this kind of a...
We'll have that all.
I'll
bring you back some grass clippings.
Don't worry about grass clippings. Because that is kind of a funny lay up there, and it has a lot of...
Take a picture of it and run it off and be the easiest thing to do.
I think Nathan talked to the ladies behind the house. Is that right? Did you? Was it you?
You mean the folks?
Sherry Sweat?
Sherry Sweat?
Yeah. Was it you or you?
I talked to them.
Okay, go ahead.
About what?
Didn't they say if you just dug a ditch right there, that's all they cared about?
That was a long time ago.
I understand, but...
I don't remember.
Okay.
You talking about the ones here on... West College?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Okay, it was you.
He said he just didn't want the water run across the driveway.
Right.
You just put up some dirt there to keep the water out of my yard.
So, if you just put a ditch there, he didn't care.
Well, there's nothing.
He didn't care.
Yeah, the culvert's not working anyway. If that culvert does, anyway.
I don't want to put a culvert all the way back down through there unless we don't have to. But what comes off of our city drain down to the curb really needs one to keep it from washing out from under her yard, her trees, and her driveway, and everything else, and her fence. Other than that, so we'll just have Stephen to bring that back. Okay. No more new unfinished business? New business?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve for year 2017 audit contract with Alexander Thompson and Arnold for $22,015.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? I do want to say for the new board members, in order at any time, to change auditors, and I'm not recommending the change because they've done a good job for us. In order to change auditors, it will cost a lot more money up front to do that, and then it will kind of narrow back down over the years or whatever.
The price probably won't be much difference, will it?
No.
Sir?
There are three companies that really you would choose, and they do. This company does more municipal audit in the state of Tennessee than anybody else by a huge margin. So,
I just wanted you guys to be aware of that.
And also, if you were going to do that, you'd need to start in December because it'll take a new company months to get ready to do it.
I am not recommending the change because they do a good job for us. So,
now they have been doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Mr. Johnson, that they do a good job. You know, they're pretty thorough and everything, and they ask a lot of questions and everything. And they've got Nathan on track, don't they?
They're amazing. What you don't know when they come in.
They're good people.
So, and they're really good about helping. You can call them anytime, and they're there for them, you know. So.
I talk to them once or twice a month.
So that helps out.
Just tell me you'll talk to them every week.
Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Michael and go left. Motion carried.
What kind of vote was that?
Yawning vote.
Richard Reed brought up a statement a while ago that we need some help now. These guys need some help now. Stephen Chicken said, yeah.
Truck drivers.
Yeah.
Truck drivers.
I've looked through and everything, and I am looking personally for a general laborer. Somebody that can pick up limbs, somebody that can drive a truck, somebody that is dependable, somebody that is that does not, you don't have to tell what to do a lot. The supervisor can tell them what to do and how to do it, and they'll go do their job. We do not have to advertise. We do advertise. So we can do what the city board wants to do. We advertise it's going to take a few, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks to do this. I think all the city board members have been approached by probably several people. I would like to, the man that's been on our fire department for several years, and I would like to hire him on our city crew as a full-time employee.
Because he is an employee of the fire department, is he eligible to be an employee of the city?
He is, but he cannot take a check. From the fire department, he can only take a check from the city. We'll also allow us to have a fireman in town during the daytime, and we're lacking several of those daytime firemen. I would like there to be a couple of restrictions on this. You guys can do what you want to do, as you all understand that. I would like the job to start out at $9.50 an hour. It is a general labor job. We're not looking for a skilled labor person at this point. With the understanding of $9.50 and going to $10 an hour, after a 90-day probationary period. So, you know, the board can do what they want to. I don't have the final say so. I'm just telling you what I'm recommending to the city board. I think if we're looking for somebody that can do other things besides just general labor job, we're going to have to pay more money. This time, I don't feel like we're in a position to do that. I am looking at what's best for the city, the taxpayers, and I feel that that's my job to do.
Make a motion we hire Richard Pugh at $9.50 an hour as a general laborer.
Second. Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
I don't know him.
He lives on he lives on Central Street.
He's going to what?
Mr. Johnson. General laborer.
A general laborer does what the supervisor tells him to do. Picks up limbs, drives the truck,
mows,
takes care of things.
Drive a backhoe.
Drives a backhoe.
Whatever he needs him to
do.
I bet he's been on the farm ever since I've been on the farm. He's good to work. He's a good person to work with.
Okay. Now then, before we hire, I'm not going to say before we hire, I would like for this city board, before we hire another employee down the road, to really look at somebody that Stephen needs that can do a little bit of everything and pay him a little more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, we do not need to do that.
If you can get an employee where you can, he's ambitious and willing to work, you might be able to work him up.
That's right.
If you've got a good employee that can keep people busy, you got, I don't know how many county employees we got, but you can get a lot of work done if you just have somebody that can
watch
them.
And I agree with you 100%.
And tell them it, but...
I agree 100%.
Hey, that guy right there, you won't have to have nobody watch him.
No.
So, yeah, I'm not...
He is a dependable person. I feel like he's dependable. He is in no way, shape, form, or fashion kin to me or anything else. I just know that he is dependable, and he will. But I do want the understanding that he is on a 90-day probation period. He either works out or he don't work out.
That's in your motion.
Right.
That's the way I got your motion.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you mean. Right.
He's a good man. He's a good family man, hard worker.
Sweet
to work.
He works. He's a hard-working guy.
Any more discussion?
He's a good working man.
Not for Colorado, Scott, Miss Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
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 Now, what are we voting on?
To hire him.
Aye.
Motion carried.
I
will be honest with you.
I think his wife was my mother's first cousin.
Well, that's the case, we can. I would ask the city board to have a meeting and discuss what kind of employee we're looking for before we hire another employee. Stephen needs people that's going to help him and people that's going to work and people that Stephen can say, hey, go do this, and they can go do it. Everybody's got to learn because this is a different job than everything else.
This board needs to have a meeting with Stephen and Stephen be in the middle of it.
That I agree.
Our job don't never consist of the same thing.
Mr. Tom, Summerhill, Jake Seiler can start Monday.
He's worked here before.
Is he back?
Last summer.
Yeah. He is okay. Only coming home for
summer
the summer.
I know that. Yeah.
Summer.
And he was Monday, right? He can start Monday.
He's here?
He'll be here Monday.
If the board does this, now then you told me somebody else in this written down, London.
Is that school?
Yes, Brett London's son is also.
I don't know him.
Josh.
Josh
London.
So those are the two.
So what was the other boy's name?
Josh London.
Josh London's on the board. I don't know him.
Is that the? I thought Brent, the London's moved to.
I don't know.
Nashville.
I'm not sure in the next week or two.
Is that in the National Guard?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Those two.
I know them.
What's the other boy's name?
Josh London.
He's the senior Gibson County this year. Right?
I don't know.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you in just a minute who he is.
Let's not do that tonight. Let's go ahead and move forward. If everybody knows him, then we're good. Would the city board like to hire Summertime Help and hire Josh London and Jake Seiler?
Do you want to put a time?
Yes,
September
definitely.
15th.
September?
Let's just...
Jake can't be here that long.
Yeah, he can't.
Third week of August.
Grandson.
Yeah. Well, they just make it the third week of August. Then.
That's what Keith said to do.
September 1st. When he leaves, he leaves.
That's it. Yeah. But they're done September 1st when they're
right. Not beyond that. That's
good.
That's a good day.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Robert and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, if I'm not wrong, it's David Orr's grandson.
Give me a second.
Ray.
Mr. Ray.
His mother is a school teacher.
Mary Gay.
Mary Gay.
Ray and then Ray.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Jacob and Josh.
Okay.
Josh is
graduating from high school. They're good kids.
Only, we'll wait till we do that. Is there any more new business?
Let's, two young men, do we need another young man to help out with the park to relieve somebody up there from being there? If they've done it before, you might not have to. Can we use another person?
Do you have somebody in mind?
No, I'm just asking. I don't.
I don't know. I think we need to be careful.
We kind of. The thing is, we kind of budget for two summer people.
But if you don't have, when are you planning on hiring this third person down there? 6 months. 1 month, or when?
We don't know. We're going to let you make that decision.
Well,
probably need to advertise for that.
I don't know if we need to.
Because you're looking for a
skilled
employee at that point.
If we got good workers down there now, and they got, I don't know how many inmates they have, and you have two city workers, productivity this last winter with all the rain and everything, do we need to be hiring another person late in the year through the year? When you get a summer help, they're gone at a certain time and you don't have to worry about them the rest of the year.
I don't know if I need to ask this on, but you know, I've heard, I don't even know the guy. What's his name, Danny?
Yeah. No, there's no reason to even ask that question.
What?
He's with us until he leaves, and then he's not staying. So.
He can't.
No, he can't stay. He does. His family issues. Me and Mr. Tom have talked with him a couple times and everything. If it does change, then we will
consider it.
Yes.
It might change.
It might change.
We don't know enough about it at this point to even discuss it.
Issues at home he's got to
resolve.
Yeah.
Figure out there's problems.
Well, I just know what I've heard about him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
Trenton just did the same thing. They hired their trustee.
They did hire a trustee, so it's not against
the law. Oh, there's several of them that's done it.
He works some good for them. They got out of jail.
Well, I mean, that's what I've heard about this guy. He could possibly be a skilled person, couldn't he?
Oh yeah,
he's skilled.
Yeah.
And we could probably get him less than we could.
I don't want to pay no less than what you're starting this last guy. That's almost.
Well, no. I wouldn't want that.
We're talking about an employee making like $12 an hour starting out or something. Not $9.50 and then. We're talking about, you know, maybe even more than that, just depending on whatever you guys discuss and figure out. And decide on what you want to do, what you want this position hired for.
Your things that cost you a lot is your retirement package, health insurance, sick leave.
That's right.
I mean, that.
It all
we're going to have to do something that a sick leave is.
Eating us up.
Can be abused.
Nuh-uh.
Well,
okay.
That's why part-time help might be better.
Sure. Have you already done that?
Okay. Let me say this, and I'm not, and this is a new business, and I'm gonna say this, and and please don't take this out of context, and I ask no one to get mad at me for this. I have talked with all of our employees. Now I'm going to talk with the city board. Please, please follow the chain of command. If you have something to say to an employee, supervisor, employee, please do not ask them to do something or how to do something or what they've done or anything like that. The committee head for any department is to check on employees by supervisor wise and not to tell them what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, or anything else. If there is any, and I know we got started pretty fast this year and everything, but and we had a lot of things to go on, so we did not get to cover everything that we wanted to cover. An alderman's role and my role is two different things. You guys set policy, you guys decide what's going to be done. You guys are the heart of this community. You guys tell me what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and I carry it out. If I am not carrying something out like it needs to be carried out, please come to me and talk to me about it. Please do not go to any employees at any time and tell them anything other than what your job consists of. If there's a problem going on, go to the committee head and tell them. And I've told the employees to talk to the committee head. There's a chain of command, and we honestly need to follow that chain of command. The supervisors want an employee to do one thing, and if there is aldermen that want a police officer, a city crew member, a water or wastewater guy, or even Tyler to do anything, we need to talk to their supervisor, not the employee, and explain to them what we would like to be carried out. We need to be really careful of how we handle these things. We don't want to put ourselves in a predicament to where we are telling them what they should and should not do. Mr. Thomas, you go down and check on the...
Go ahead, I'm not worried about it.
If you go down and you talk to the employees or whatever, that's absolutely okay.
Okay.
But my point being...
You don't want me telling them where to go work.
Right.
I've never done that.
Right, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we need to be careful about how we handle situations and everything. And because it can get us in a bind. And we don't want to get in that bind. Mr. Robert, you know, we've been in that bind before. Actually, when I was an alderman, we was in that bind, if you remember that.
I really would love to change the Constitution. I really would.
So?
Going to do it before I leave.
Right.
Okay.
Now, it's something else.
Oh.
We're just moving on. But I know where you're going.
Yeah. So, you know, I just want to bring that out and everything, and just we want to be careful. And I guess it's partly my fault because I did not come out when MTAS was here and share that with everybody. But I at least wanted to share it to where we could all understand and move forward with that. So
God bless you.
So. Michael, we're ready to move on to the account if you'd like to move us there.
Make a motion to pay our account.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? I will say before y'all get started on the accounts that I did refer to the vice mayor on a set of tires for a dump truck and the supervisor. And I can't find my sheet, so it doesn't make any difference. I'll get, what number is that?
First item, 23.
23.
Wow. That is for six tires.
Six tires?
Yes.
Why didn't we get the tires there and not a...
Because they were front. 265 at one something, and we bought the 165 tire? The 165 tire.
Those tires are not part of that bill.
Okay.
So...
You couldn't get them on a state contract, or they're less stuff?
That this one was less than the state contract price.
Okay.
So...
We can put four tires on that bill, that first one that you're looking at. Is that what you're still asking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That first one has got tires for Randy Gregory's
pickup truck.
That
much? Those expensive tires, weren't they, for a pickup truck?
It's more than just
more than
I wasn't done yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
$671 for those tires.
Okay.
That's installed. Just install tires. There's a battery for an F-450 truck. There's a battery for the 504, which is a one-ton. There's another battery that you're staving out, I guess. And then there's another battery for number 505. So there's three batteries in there.
Okay.
We decided we just have fresh ones.
Okay. I'm off going.
Need a battery?
Sound like everybody.
Yeah.
Well, one truck requires two batteries. And they put one on, and then they got the next one in, and so we went back and put the other battery on.
Okay.
You know, and then the other dump truck was going to be up, and it was the battery.
Any more questions about any?
Why is Joe and Dina's bypass
it's cabin? Several months.
Do what?
It's several months.
Several months?
Yeah, they don't just... They send it as they get ready to send it, I guess. And we just pay it as they send it. Half to 100. That's right.
What's 1832? What was that for?
It's a repair on the city's... on Stephen's truck, on the supervisor's truck, in the water street department. Insurance paid for $500.
It's our deductible.
$500. We managed to back over it.
What happened to the truck?
We backed over it.
With what?
Another truck.
Don't park in front of the shop.
Yeah.
There's a big sign that says, don't park in front of these doors. And just.
When did that happen?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's not going to happen again, is it, Steve?
Yes, it will.
If you don't park over by the railroad track.
I think he was the one told me today when I was Kevin, wasn't it? Kevin said, don't park over there. He said, pull around the building over there.
You get a claim. It's a bad claim.
I guess the easiest thing to do if somebody parks there is you write them up.
No way.
Well, we don't have any other place to park.
What about?
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Is if you work, back it up, watch where you back it up.
But where?
But if it says
that's what
no
mirrors
parking,
on a truck park.
It doesn't say that. We usually park the dump truck.
Okay, let's move on.
Really?
Any more questions? Now we'll call the Rose Company Chemical Right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks.